Kevin Moran's top 10, man, in the mud. At some point, I was tracking you, and I was like, oh, shit. And then, honestly, I completely lost you until the end of the night. And I'm like, fuck, top 10. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, dude. I mean, seventh, obviously, personal best for me by a landslide. So, gnarly conditions, just getting out. I got one of my good starts. You know, I think I was like P5, P6 in the first lap and just kind of held with it. I actually got passed by a few people, but they obviously went down. So, I was just trying to hit the finish line whenever you could. I think that was like a key point. And then I never went for the triple, but some of those guys were, and the whoops were absolutely treacherous. So, overall, super stoked with it. I got a lot of points that I really needed to get to catch up to, like, Harlan and some other guys that are in front of me or getting close to me. Really going to
20?
Yeah, going to fight for those. So, that was huge. I'm stoked about it. So,
did you know kind of where you were at any point? Like, did your pit board work at all?
So, no pit board, but I knew kind of where I was at the beginning, but then I got passed by, like, four dudes, and I'm like, I don't know where I'm at. I'm probably, like, in 15th or something.
You got lapped.
Like, yeah, and then I see Chris just with, like, single digits on his hands, and I'm like, no way, dude. I was like, just keep it going. I was like, every lap, I was like, I had the track pretty dialed for the most part because I was, like you said, I had a little gap on both ends. I was just kind of chill mode, ride my ride, besides the whoops. The whoops were, I was just, like, praying every time I went into those things.
I honestly, the track was better than I thought when the 250 guys hit it. And they were tripling and double things. I'm like, oh, like, it's not so bad.
Yeah, no, it wasn't really all that bad. The thing that sucked with, for our moto at least, the 250 guys probably had, they rebuilt the track and then the rain came down, right? Because they were about to race. Yeah. So for us, they obviously had that one line that was good and it just got choppy, which made it super tough to get over the jumps even for us. So it was just, you know, survival of the fittest.
Right. What? Any idea what KTM contingency is for seventh?
I have no idea. Actually, that's a good question, but it's probably $700 or something, and that'd be my luck. You know what I mean?
No, hey, good job. Keep it up, man. It's been a good year for you. Thank you.
Thank you.